Hello, magnificent entrepreneur. I've got a podcast episode for you today that's going to help you to be more productive and effective in your business. This is episode number 398 of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. And today I'm going to share with you my morning and end of day routines that boost my productivity so that if you want to try some of these out and try them for yourself, you can. Plus, I have a special invitation for you as well. Let's dive on in.
I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast.
So this is episode number 398, which means all the relevant links and show notes of today's episode can be found at tashcorbin.com/398. So today I want to share with you my productivity boosters that I use at the start and end of my day each day in my business. And I want to start with the end of day first because my end of day routine actually feeds into my start of day routine on the next day that I work in my business. So at the end of each working day in my business, the last thing I do before I close down for the day, and that's whether I finish up for the day at 10 o'clock in the morning because I'm done for the day, or whether I finish up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I have this same end of day routine. So the end of my work day may be at very different times of the day each day, but I always end off with tracking my income since my last income tracking the day before. So I do my money tracking for my income in my business. I then journal, and it's usually just like 2 to 3 sentences on my results for the day or my income for the day. It might be how I feel about what I did for the day. So it might just be, I feel like I had a really productive day today and I'm ecstatic because I'm finishing up at 12:30 and my day is done and I feel like I'm a success today because everything's complete, right? So it's just writing down how I'm feeling at the end of the day, how I'm feeling about what I've done as well as my results. And then I also flip in my planner to the next day, and I write down what my top 3 actions are going to be that I do the next day. So that one is particularly important for me because when I start my day the next day, when I sit down to work on my business the next day, that's actually the first thing I open, and I aim to get those 3 things done as quickly and as early as possible in my day every single day. Because I know if I get those most important tasks taken care of, then I'm going to end my day feeling successful regardless of what else I achieve. So the last thing that I also do before I close down is once I've written my top 3 tasks for the next day into my planner, I shut down my laptop, I shut down my computer, close all the tabs down, and I close the lid of my laptop and I put my planner on top of my laptop. So I'm literally making it impossible for me to open my laptop the next day without picking up my planner. So I am someone who is neurodivergent, and for me, I do find that having things directly in front of me and almost like having that physical reminder is one of the most powerful ways to ensure that I do something consistently and that I follow my processes. And so that little routine and that little habit has made a significant difference to how focused I am each day and also how strategic I am with my action taking each day in my business as well. So that is my solo little end of day routine. That means that because I have got the things that I need to remember out of my brain and onto the paper for the next day, I can step away from my business and be really present with whatever I step into from there. So if I'm stepping out to have dinner with Davey, I'm present having that dinner with Davey. If I am stepping out to go to the movies, I can sit and watch that movies guilt-free and not have 1,000 racing thoughts going, oh, I must remember tomorrow to do XYZ. Oh, I forgot about that thing. I better make sure I take care of that tomorrow. So I'm not having these random pop-up thoughts about things I need to remember because I don't rely on my brain remembering what I need to do the next day. I write it down. and I write it down really consistently. So I have a very clear mind as I step away from my business. And I also have that really powerful connection in because of my income tracking and my journaling. I've got that really powerful connection to like seeing how I feel about not only the action that I'm taking, but also my results. And income tracking is one of the big things that helps me make more money consistently in my business as well. I do credit that with a lot of my money mindset breakthroughs. And then also my day, the next day is very strategic because I start off doing my three most important tasks. So that little end of day routine of doing my money tracking, doing a couple of sentences of journaling, writing down my top three tasks for the next day, and then closing down my laptop and putting my planner on top of it. Spectacular. It really does set me up for success. Now, one last little thing that we also do at the end of each day, but that David is responsible for ensuring happens each day, it's his end of day task, is our CEO date that we do together. So each evening, generally, it's usually like right before bed or straight after dinner. Davey will get, he's got a little template for his CEO date. He will get that out and he will ask me, what are my top three goals for the next day? And we will agree on what our top three goals are for the next day. So I might have a goal like, I really want to finish work by 2. I want to make a sale of XYZ program. And I want to make sure I've finished recording my batch of podcasts. And then he will have some goals for what he wants to accomplish either around the house, or he does a little bit of admin and extra work for me behind the scenes in my business as well. So he might have some stuff that he wants to do. And so we'll come up with, okay, well, what are the top three goals for us combined? And then he also jots down what my calendar looks like for the next day. So in that, he'll know I've got client sessions from 10 till 11:30. I will let him know when I'd like food. So can I have my lunch at 2? And then my last client-facing thing that I'm doing is a group call at 2:30. And so therefore I'll aim to finish off at 3:30 or something like that. So in doing that, we're mapping out like what our touch points are with each other that next day. And then in his CEO date, there's a section for how can Davey help? Because that's one of the biggest things he struggles with. If I don't actively give him some information on how he might be able to help me, or if we haven't discussed it in advance, he can sometimes get a bit caught up in his own head about how he might be able to best help me and support me that day. So if there's anything I need from him, he can take care of that. Often that's things like taking things to the post office for me, or following up and finding out information about something for me, or just making sure that I have my food at certain times. Or it might be that I say, I really need to get you to help me knock off at a certain time tomorrow because I've found myself sitting at my desk a little longer than I've wanted to for the last few days, or something along those lines. So however he can help me the next day, I'll make that really clear. And then the final piece of his CEO date is our pump up theme for the day. So we'll come up with either a song or a phrase or a little theme or something along those lines that we can use with each other the next day to keep each other pumped up. Now, I know that sounds so cringe and so like over the top, but honestly, doing our CEO dates together has really helped equip both of us for success. We are both neurodivergent. We are both chronic people pleasers, but we're also both sometimes struggle with knowing how to be of best assistance to each other. And so especially for poor Davey, he would often over-engineer ways to try and help me. and it was something that I didn't need or didn't want, or actually it overcomplicated my day. And so rather than just leave him flailing out on his own, we have come up with this little process. He's got his little template and he uses it each night. And it really does help him to feel like he's actively contributing to what it is that we are doing. But it also really helps me feel far more supported as well. And I am the income earner in our household. This business carries all of us. And so, and he carries the household workload. And so if there's stuff in the house that will make things less frictioned for me in terms of making my day feel easier or help me feel like I am more supported, then it's for all of our benefit. It's for the benefit of all of our goals that we have that are shared between us. And so that CEO date that I do with Davey is really powerful, and it's something that makes a huge difference to our days. So that's our end of day routine. So I've got the things that I do at the end of my day in my business, and then Davey also facilitates that CEO date. And then in the mornings, I have a really beautiful little morning routine. But the most important thing I want to share with you about my morning routine is that my morning routine is not the exact same every single morning, and it is certainly not at the same time every single morning. So during the menstrual phase of my cycle, for example, I get up later. During the ovulation phase of my cycle, I get up as soon as I wake up. And sometimes that's as early as 5:30, 6 a.m., and sometimes it's 7 o'clock. It's not as early. But in the ovulation phase of my cycle, I am naturally an earlier waker. And in the menstrual phase and the luteal phase and deep luteal phase as well, often I need that extra sleep. I need that extra rest. So I am not someone who subscribes to that androgen cycle of hormones and needing to have the same start at the same time every single day. A lot of that advice on morning routines actually comes from research that was conducted only on men, only on people who have that androgen cycle as their dominant hormone cycle. And so it wasn't actually created for people who menstruate or previously menstruated. So why would I follow that advice? Why would I take on that belief? I used to, when I worked in corporate, I used to be so cranky at myself because I could never sustain the morning routine that I'd set for myself for more than a few weeks. And I would set this morning routine where I was going to wake up at the same time every day, and I was going to do the same thing every single morning, and I was going to have the same type of routine. And it was only in learning about the difference between the menstrual hormone cycle and the androgen hormone cycle that I realized I was trying to build my morning routine based on having androgen dominant hormone cycle, and I don't have that. So it's like, you know, that saying, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will always feel like a failure. That's how I felt trying to have that morning routine be at the same time every single morning. So there are some things that I do fairly consistently every morning, but the time at which I do them and the pace at which I do them is very different depending on my cycle. So in the mornings, I have a warm lemon water each morning. Davey brings it to me in bed. Yes, I'm very spoiled. But then also we go for a walk together and take our dog for a walk. And we do that generally as our first thing up and out the house. So I'll have my lemon water, I'll take my meds, and then out the house we go. And take Munchkin for her walk most mornings. Now, in certain parts of my cycle, I am not up for anything other than a dawdle down the nearest street and back, and that's about it. And then there are certain times where I'm full of energy. I want to go for a big, long walk. And so I really listen to my body when it comes to that morning walk and how much I really want to stretch myself. I have recognized that when it comes to the way that I wake and start my day, I am actually better off having a nice, gentle, slow start that actually sets me up for a really stable sense of energy throughout the day. If I get too much in my adrenals and too much in that like anaerobic kind of heart rate area in exercising in the mornings or going for a walk in the mornings, if I pump it too hard, if I try and walk too fast, if I try and challenge myself too much, all it means is by 10:30, 11 o'clock, my energy is starting to plummet. Whereas if I take it nice and slow, I can really ramp up my energy throughout the day and it's far more sustainable. But that's only come through me experimenting with and seeing what works for me and also doing some great work with understanding my body type and understanding different things work for different people in different ways. So being willing to experiment with some of those different types of approaches. I also, as I talked about with my evening routine, I can't open my laptop till I pick up my journal, my planner. So I pick up my planner, I look at what my top three tasks are for the day. And if I don't need to open my emails or be online or be on Facebook or do client calls straight away, so if I've got a morning where my first client-facing thing or my first meeting isn't until 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, then I will aim to get my top three tasks done first thing. Before I open emails, before I open Facebook, I set timers. So I love gamifying the work that I do and my task list. And so let's say I open up my planner and my top three tasks for today are I need to send out my regular email to my mailing list. I need to tidy up the sales page for something that I'm launching, and I need to create some more social media content for my next launch. Let's say those are my top three tasks. Well, I will know that I can write and send my weekly newsletter in a good like 15 to 20 minutes of focus. So I'll set a timer for 15 minutes and I will challenge myself to write that newsletter and get it sent in 15 minutes. Done. If I don't quite get it done in the 15 minutes and it takes me 17 minutes, fine. But I'm in setting that time frame and aiming to get it done really quickly, it gets me over my inner perfectionist and it really focuses me on done over perfect. Then for the other task, I might go, okay, well, that one's going to be about 25 minutes. So I'll set the timer for 25 minutes, get that one done. Then I'll have a big stretch, have a 5-minute little break. I might go and get myself a fresh glass of water or something, move my body. And then I'll come back and I'll do that third task and get it done in 20 to 30 minutes. And now all of a sudden, my top priority tasks for the day are done. If I have any appointments or meetings, that's all I have to do for the rest of the day. If I do nothing else between my meetings, if I just go and flop down on the couch and watch some Netflix or scroll through Instagram and watch a bunch of dogs, funny dog video reels, I don't feel guilty about that because my day is done. I've done the things that I needed to do. And the more and more that I refine my task list down to my top three things each day, the more strategic those three things are, and the more consistently it's all that I need. Those three things are all I need to do. And so that is such a powerful way for me to approach my day in a way that feels like it's nice and it's got a nice little bit of structure to it, that I'm not just making up jobs for myself and like flailing about all day trying to do the 11 billion things that I can think of. But also it's got that freedom and flexibility as well. So today I am recording podcast episodes, but that wasn't actually on my plan today. But I finished my top three tasks at 10 o'clock this morning. And so now this afternoon, I've got some free time before I run a group call for one of my programs later this afternoon. And I just tuned into like, what do I feel like doing? And I kind of felt like recording a few podcast episodes. So I get to do that. Now, that recording some podcast episodes was on my task list for Friday at the end of this week. Now I don't have to do it on Friday. I did it today. So can you see how like now I feel like I'm ahead of the curve? Now I feel like I'm getting ahead of things. And how many other online business owners can say the same thing for themselves? That every day they feel like they are a success. They've done what they need to do and their to-do list is done. Not only that, they're ahead of their schedule. How many other online business owners can really say that? And that is something that is a big goal that we set inside the planning system. I actually sell my planners that I use for this. I actually sell a year-long process where people can actually learn how to structure their own morning and end of day routines, structure their own strategy development, their own business planning, so that they can create confidence in themselves in knowing what their top three or four tasks are each day, ending each day feeling a success. Like, this is the thing that we work on in the planning posse. And so I just love that I'm creating this movement of entrepreneurs who, instead of ending each day thinking, oh my gosh, my to-do list at the end of the day is bigger than it was at the start of the day, and constantly feeling like a failure, constantly feeling like you're behind, constantly feeling like there's too much to do and there's not enough time, because that's such a joyful experience of being a business owner. No, thank you. Instead, we're creating this movement of business owners who are feeling successful at the end of each day, who start their day knowing what their top three things are that they need to get done each day, and they just do them. And they do them because they're joyful, they're easy to get done, and they've found ways to incentivize or gamify or make that feel really simple and easy and straightforward. And they're just creating this snowball on this momentum around feeling successful every single day. So powerful, so game-changing. I absolutely love and adore it. And I hope that everyone, as a business owner, gets to experience that feeling, whether it comes from working with me in the planning system or just creating that same sense of accomplishment at the end of the day for themselves. Now, if the planning system and operating that way is something you would love to get some more help with or some more insight on, I do want to just draw your attention to the show notes of today's episode at tashcorbin.com/398, because with the show notes of today's episode, I'm going to include a couple of links for you. The first one is I have a quarterly planning template that will help walk you through how to prioritize what your focal points are for your quarter in your business, so that you've got that North Star or that guidance there, so you can make a more informed decision on a day-to-day basis about what those tasks are to prioritize. And I'll also pop the link for the waitlist for the next round of the Heart Center Business Planner. So if that is something that you would be interested in doing together, we have an early bird discount for people who buy the planner in the early stages of the promos that usually opens the doors in September and October, ready for the planners to be posted out in November. And then we start our year together in January. So if that is something you would be interested in finding out more about, make sure you go to the show notes of today's episode at tashcorbin.com/398. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast. I would love to hear from you what your changes are that you're going to make to your morning routine or your end of day routine, or some of the things you'd like to experiment with. And of course, until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.